What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In fact, if you want to read her latest story at cleveland.com, how the Browns' three quarterbacks, minus an injured Kenny Pickett, did on day five of training camp, make sure you're clicking on cleveland.com. As a fact, I am going to click on the line that Mary Kay Cabot's on right now. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
Best way to talk to her.
Yes.
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Mary Kay.
Good. All right. So you, how are you feeling? You got a couple days in. You're going to be ready to start the season off with some great stories. And I mean, we got to get you ready. It's training camp for the reporters too, isn't it?
Yeah, we're in full go out here. So we've already been at it for quite a while. And yeah, we're almost in mid-season four.
That's great. Split up quarterback snaps for me, Mary Kay. And did I get the feeling listening to Kevin Stefanski yesterday that, okay, he's being really vague about Kenny Pickett. He could be back sooner than we think.
Well, you know, I don't know if they know for sure. I know that he'll probably be out this whole week, and then they will reevaluate it at the end of the week. But just in terms of exactly when he'll be back, I don't know, because they're leaving for Carolina on Tuesday, and then they're practicing against the Panthers on Wednesday. So it's kind of a short week with some travel and a game and a joint practice, and I guess they have to figure out, will he be ready for that practice or not?
All right, Mary Kay, where are we in our quarterback rankings then?
Well, I say that this gives Joe Flacco a little bit of an edge right now. I think it puts him in the driver's seat of this competition to a degree, because if Kenny has to miss a whole week, I think that sets him back some. I don't think it rules him out of the competition, but it certainly sets him back, and it's not ideal. And I feel really bad for Kenny, because he was coming on strong and he was doing a really, really nice job. He was displaying his mobility. The lights were coming on. He had a grasp of the scheme that was better than what he had before he left for break. And I thought he was doing a really nice job. I thought he was kind of running neck and neck with Joe Flacco. They were splitting the first team reps. Now Joe is a little bit ahead, and we'll have to see if Kenny can catch back up when he gets back.
Mary Kay, with the Haslam speaking today, as soon as I heard that they were going to speak, you're going to get a chance to ask them questions. We're going to hear it here on The Fan. I just thought, boy, I hope somebody asks them, are Andrew and Kevin under the gun this year? I would assume yes. You don't win three games 2 years in a row. Then again, they have contract extensions, and you extended them thinking that they were the guys to do the job. Where do you think they sit in the eyes of ownership?
Well, we asked them that at the NFL annual meeting in March, and the vibe back then, and I don't really think it's changed, is the fact that this is a fact-finding mission this year to see if they have their quarterback of the future on the roster. They, of course, have those two first-round picks next year, and they are uniquely poised to select a quarterback in next year's stronger QB class. So I don't necessarily think that they're holding their feet to the fire this year. I think this is a season in which they're trying to find out if maybe Kenny Pickett can be their at least medium-term answer. What can Dylan Gabriel do for them? What can Shador do? So I don't necessarily think they're going to look at this year as a make or break season for Kevin or even Andrew at all.
All right, that said, let me go back to the quarterbacks based on what you just said, too. Gabriel or Sanders right now, who's ahead? And for Sanders, the Pickett injury, what does it really mean?
It just means that all of those guys are elevated. It means more first-round reps for Joe Flacco, more first-round reps for Dylan Gabriel, and more second-team reps for Shador Sanders. So everybody moves up a notch. They're not, and I wrote this yesterday, they are not going to sign another quarterback. They don't feel the need to do that right now. And they are hoping that Kenny is back sooner than later. Everyone heals differently. That's why no one can give a really definitive answer right away in a situation like this, because everyone heals so differently. Some guys bounce back really quickly. Other guys take a long time. I will say with Kenny Pickett, because his sort of superpower is his mobility, I think that that's going to factor into this, because you need your hamstrings to be mobile. So I'm not entirely certain if they'll proceed with a little extra caution with him because of that, or just kind of push the limits and try to get him back as fast as they can.
What's Jerome Ford's superpower? And is he going to get back out there? And if not, do you have an issue there?
Well, Jerome Ford was back yesterday, and he didn't do very much teamwork, but he was out there in individual work. And, you know, that's just a good sign. They need him, and they need him back as fast as he can get there. So he's back now, and we'll see him do a little bit more probably each day until we get to Carolina. And then hopefully for him and for the Browns, he will have an opportunity to practice, you know, pretty hard in Carolina. Of course, you don't want to push it with him either, because – you might need him to be your workhorse back for the first four, five, six games of the season or whatever. So we'll have to see how that goes. But good sign that he returned yesterday.
I think one of the really cool storylines is Carson Schwesinger. I mean, obviously, second-round pick, you're going to expect him to do something this year. But, I mean, to put him in a leadership role by letting him call the plays and wearing the green dot and things of that nature, I guess is the way LeBron would probably put it. But things of like that, that story to me, I think, is really intriguing, considering he was just playing college and here's a guy that has worked hard for everything in his life.
Yeah, well, he's got it all. He's the total package. He's very smart. He's very athletic. He's got the work ethic and the hustle. And so he can handle that kind of role right away. And some guys can. So exciting to see what he's going to be able to do. He started out really well in the first day in pads yesterday. He made an impact right away, and they won't be in pads today. They'll be back in pads tomorrow, so we won't get to see that thud today that we got from him yesterday, but he will be back at that again tomorrow morning, and he's off to a great start.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, covering the Browns, and she'll be out there as the Haslams speak today. Do you think, looking back on it, Shador Sanders was completely an Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski pick? You know, we all saw the pictures and the video and everything else, and Jimmy's sitting right there with him. Was that a value pick because they had a guy highly rated and he's sitting there in the fifth? Or do you think that was a nudge from Jimmy Haslam sitting there thinking, hey, why not?
I think it was a value pick, and I think people vastly overrate Jimmy's involvement in selecting players. I really think that people have a misconception about how that works. Andrew's firmly in control of this football team and has final say over the roster. And I really don't think that Jimmy is dictating any of that stuff. So, yes, I think that was an Andrew Berry move. I mean, they spent so much time on Shador. I was out there with them at the Colorado Showcase. They spent a lot of time with his people. They vetted him. They scouted him very, very thoroughly. They liked him a lot as a person. And I think a lot of that is showing up now. Shador Sanders is a delightful human being. He is a lot of fun to be around. He's got very, very, very high character. He's got his head in the right place on so many things. And I think that was an Andrew and Kevin move, and I do think it was a value pick for them in the fifth round.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Mary Kay, just kind of looking more at the offense, too, from a wide receiver. Just give me your assessment of what you've seen from the wide receivers so far. Most people, if you look on the outside in, you're like, that wide receiving core doesn't look like it's super strong. Do they need to bring in another person, or are guys jumping out and saying, no, I'm going to take control and we are going to be better than people think we are?
Well, the thing to remember here is that their pass catching core includes David Njoku and Harold Fannin. And if you look at it globally like that, then you can see where they're going with this. Yes, just in terms of receivers, they probably could use another guy, but they're not even going to be playing three wides a lot this year. They will be in two tight ends way more often. That will sort of be the base scheme. And so I don't think that they're going to struggle there too much. Of course, you'd always love to have another Pro Bowl caliber receiver, but I'll tell you what, Deontay Johnson had a nice day yesterday. If he can keep it together and really show that he's buying into the program and all of those kinds of things, then he will find a place on this team.
That's terrific, Mary Kay. How's Cedric Tillman look to you?
Well, Cedric Tillman, he had a little bit of an injury the other day, so he wasn't in in full practice for a day after that. He was kind of limited. So he's easing his way back into it, and he got more work yesterday. I mean, he looks good. He looks good. He's just got to be able to stay healthy. They really did dodge that bullet the other day, so that was great for them and great for Ced, because I do think that he can make a tremendous impact this season if he can stay healthy.
Mary Kay, just speaking of this press conference coming up here at noon with Jimmy DeHaslam, where do you think this press conference is going to go? You think we're going to hear a lot of dome stuff or back in the quarterbacks? And where do you think this press conference is going to go? What do you think they want the fans to know?
I'm sure they're so excited about the stadium stuff, so I'm sure that's probably going to be a significant piece of it. So we can expect that, but I think that they will also answer for Quinshon Judkins and bringing players onto the football team that, he didn't have any previous history like this. So it's not like they added someone here who had something in their past that they should shy away from. But I think they do have to answer for, how do they feel about having, three guys since last year arrested for domestic violence issues and what the plan is going forward.
And three guys in the last three drafts, Mary Kay, with legal issues popping up. I wonder if that's an overall. I wonder how deeply ownership's going to look at that, and how deeply the front office is going to look at that and think, man, we need to do a better job here, or we just coincidentally ran into three bad situations. How do you think they respond to something like that?
Well, I think that they'll say that everything is handled on a case-by-case basis, that they vet these guys, that once again, Mike Hall and Quinshon Judkins didn't have any previous history of necessarily of arrests or domestic violence or anything like that. So I think that they'll say they'll continue to work at it. They've already gone above and beyond the call of duty in some respects in terms of bringing in speakers to address domestic violence. I think they'll continue to do those kinds of things. And I think those are some of the things that we'll hear.
All right, Mary Kay. Look, we're looking forward to this press conference coming up. It's going to be very exciting. We're going to get some all kinds of information and news. And here we go. Here
very
we go.
Very exciting. Very exciting, Mary
Super
Kay.
Pumped. Mary Kay, let me make sure I got one thing straight. So I just so you know, I have a post-it note that sits on a speaker next to me. And I had Mary Kay's picks from last week of the way the quarterbacks shook out. You had Pickett 1, Flacco, Gabriel, and then Sanders. That was last week. This week I put in Flacco 1, Gabriel Sanders then. Is that how you have it? And then Pickett sitting in hold, right?
Yeah, holding pattern for Kenny. Yep.
Okay, it's very important for this post-it note to live. Yeah, I just want you to know that.
Andy keeps those, Mary Kay.
That's how I work.
Okay.
Mary Kay, stay out of the sun and stay cool. Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.